There's always a moment when you see it, and you go to church, you'll see it in most cases. An odd thing, I wasn't really encouraged to go into it because they thought it was not a dying art, but there wasn't that much need for it, especially in Ireland where I grew up. It's an interesting business. You go from a fine sable brush to hard hats and scaffolding. So it's you got a lot of hats to wear, and it's fun, and it's the end result is striking. And it's one of those arts that people don't pay much attention to it. They see it in the church and they probably go, oh, wow, that's beautiful, but don't understand where it came from, how it got there or anything else. So, you know, we're not really noticed much for the general public, or only when they want glass in their church or restoration repair.
And Todd, how did you get involved working with Ron as his apprentice?
That's a little bit of a funny story, but I was working a job. The quarry property joined Dixon's property, and I had to go over and set a seismograph up for a blast. And Mr. Dixon come down and got to talking to him and asking about the job I had and this and that. And then over the next couple of weeks, I'd go back and talk to him. And I ended up putting in my notice and going to work for Dixon about 15 and a half years ago. Loved every bit of it.
What is it about this type of art that attracts you?
I've been fascinated with it since I was a kid, not knowing anything about it, but I'm just fascinated by the looks of it. You know, just going into churches, seeing the old windows, but I didn't think I'd ever have a chance to lay a finger on making a stained glass window or nothing. And I really have enjoyed doing it.
So you've been an apprentice for 15 years?
Yeah.
From that, in his early stages was, Todd had, he had some real good mechanical skills. But as we progress now, we did start bringing him into, number one, how to select glass, and then how to cut it. And especially when we're doing restoration, which Todd's sort of, this is his main area of, if you want to put an apprenticeship. So he's progressed, a good glass cutter, even though he's left-handed, and it confused me because I was trying to teach a left-hand man to cut glass. That was a problem on it itself. But
that was a challenge.
We were able to make it work.
How did you guys make that work?
I stood in front of him instead of behind. I don't know. I've got a mirror up. But anyway, he was able to cut. He works fine with the left hand. The next step, if there's anything on the glass, has to be painted. Any details have to be painted. That's usually what I'll do. But that's the sort of next stage of his apprenticeship, is learning the painting, how to do that.
It's amazing to me, as someone who has never worked in this field at all, to think that, man, I mean, 15 years, there's still things to learn. There's still areas where you can grow.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I like it. I mean, you're doing something. It seems like you're doing something different every day. You're not stuck with the same thing. One day you're cutting glass. Next day you might be leading a window together. You're doing something different every day.
When you're working with an apprentice like Todd, do you find yourself learning new things by the teaching process?
Patience.
And a whole lot of it.
So a lot of times what comes naturally to me, just because of my nudity, you know, you look and say, oh, the process is not a difficult process to do. It's just you have to do it long enough to get good at it. I suppose it's like a musical instrument. You get a sound out of it and you may be able to play two or three notes. But to do a beautiful recital, you know, takes years and years. And it's that kind of thing.
And Todd, as an apprentice, like, what is your goal in this? Are you want to set up shop next door and compete with Ron here someday? Or, I mean, what is the ultimate goal?
That could happen.
I don't see that happening.
I want to retire sometime, you know.
I just want to work with him until he retires, and I'll just see where I go.
Yeah,
see where it
he
takes
could
me.
Still, if for instance anything happened to Dixon's studio per se, Todd could still open up a fine establishment, because there's an awful lot of old windows and they'll need restoration. They get old.
And do you want to learn every aspect of this, Todd?
Yeah, learn as much of it as I can learn.
Well, it's beautiful. I've seen some of the work since I've been here, and it's just beautiful work you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Ronald Dixon is a stained glass master artist, and his apprentice is Todd Hinkle. They're participating in this year's Virginia Folklife Apprenticeship Program, and you can find Ron's work at Dixon Studio in Stanton. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.